I really enjoy Christmas. The build-up in the weeks beforehand with the shops and street lights with carol singers and Santa Claus all add to the excitement as the special day approaches. In the days beforehand, we visit family and friends, we send cards, and if we're lucky, some of the family who are abroad are able to make it home for Christmas, or at least send presents to them and make that all-important phone call on Christmas Day. In church, it's much the same. We count down the days through Advent towards one of the two greatest festivals in the church's year. The other festival is Easter, but at this time, it's Christmas we are preparing for, the birth of a baby who was to transform the world. Many of the themes of modern life were present in that baby's birth. Homelessness, exile, poverty, a family isolated and alone. Yet that birth was to transform all humanity, all our human lives, in a way that neither shepherds nor wise men could comprehend. That's why homelessness, poverty, exile and immigration are so much on our minds at Christmas time. Because they were there 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, and to our shame, they are still with us today in 21st century Ireland. So, as we celebrate, let us remind ourselves of the injustice that still exists in our society today. Christmas is a time to remember and also to do something about it. Yes, let's enjoy and celebrate the wonderful, life-changing news of a child's birth in Bethlehem. And let us also remember those so much less fortunate than ourselves this Christmas time. May I wish you a very happy Christmas to you and all your family, and a peace-filled New Year.